It's really the visionaries of transformation that I'm trying to argue with.
I'd like to end with a final question for both of you. Looking back at the history of technology, great innovations have brought huge potential for goodness, for good things, for creative things, at the same time, terrifyingly negative opportunities. Now, on balance, which way do you think the internet is going? John Wyver.
I think it's a good thing. I wouldn't disagree with Hubert's analysis of where we are. I think it's an exciting, important, democratizing technology which will enhance our embodied lives, and I look forward to continuing to engage with it over the rest of my life. Hubert Dreyfus?
Well, I worry a bit about the democratizing because... there are really two conceptions of democracy, and this is a long story. If democracy amounts to a kind of what's sometimes called the public sphere, in which everyone has a right to have an opinion about everything, then the net is a great step forward in that. But I happen to think that democracy ought to be people concerned about their local communities and the local issues and the traditions they're rooted in and how they can be changed as the world develops. And only people who have had experience in some domain and therefore expertise in that domain should be the people who are involved in making decisions in that domain, sort of the way the Athenians all got together and decided what to do in their world. And I think of the net as pushing us more and more into this desituated world in which everybody everywhere has an equal right to have an opinion on everything, and I think that's a bad kind of democracy.
Hubert Dreyfus, John Wyver, many, many thanks indeed for joining us on Agenda. And thanks to you for listening. Appropriately enough, I have the program's high-tech details for you. You can email us with your comments and inquiries to agenda@bbc.co.uk or access the program on its own website on www.bbc.co.uk/worldservice/agenda. That's with World Service as one word. And let me give that to you again. www.bbc.co.uk/worldservice/agenda. And I hope that if you do contact us, you'll be fully embodied.
Agenda was presented by Christopher Gumbis
and produced by Graham Hill. And I've still got time to give you that email address once more.
It's agenda@bbc.co.uk. So the Agenda team will be back next week when the subject under discussion will be the state of public culture. That's at the same time next week.
In assignment this weekend, Tim Huell reports from Belarus, 10 years after the breakup of the Soviet Union.
This week I'm going to travel into Belarus to investigate the state of human rights there. I'm going to find out if it's really Europe's last dictatorship. And I'm going to try and discover what happens to the opposition figures who've simply disappeared in the past 2 years.
That's assignment. This weekend on the BBC World Service.